2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. As always, it is a pleasure to have you with us bright and early on a Saturday morning. And I do mean bright. We're going to expect a high today of 68 degrees after a little cool air rolled through yesterday that kicked up the dust a little bit but didn't bring any precipitation. We'll focus on that. If Mama doesn't have too many honeydews for you around the house, then today would be a good day to get out and enjoy some of Utah's great outdoors. It's Tim Hughes, and a reminder, we're recording this program on Thursday in the studios of Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City. But Russ Smith is back with us from the compound up there in Sugar House for Sky Call Satellite. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Yeah. Honeydews, huh?
You don't have any of those around your place or
what? Oh, she's got a list for her next husband.
Oh, so it's a long one is what you're saying.
I hope she can find somebody that'll do them all because I don't want to hear about it.
The list will outlive you.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a good week. We've been really busy here. It's finally spring, you know, and people are going out. We're going to talk to a few of those people today, maybe.
Yeah, and that's a sure sign that things are picking up. First of all, Dave Butts is supposed to be on with us next half hour. Where is he, by the way? Do you even know?
We were discussing that last night. Well, we know he's in Mexico, okay?
Somewhere down in the Yucatan.
Yeah, Yucatan Peninsula. He is so buried in that place, he can't even find a place that doesn't have any jungle. I mean, he's struggling to find a clearing big enough where he can use the phone.
Mm. Well, I did get a note from him. We were already on the road with a road trip, and I got an email from him, and he was headed out the next morning, I think. But I don't remember him telling me exactly what he was on the hunt for down there. And you're not even 100% sure, are you?
Well, I remember the answer is no. A big problem right there. I remember he and I were talking about turkeys and something about a breed of turkey in Mexico that he's really interested in.
Huh.
I'm going to just say for now, let's just go with that.
All right. And fingers crossed, because it is a difficult place to get a signal. Fingers crossed we'll be able to pull that off in the next half hour, right after we get you a news update. The other story I'm looking forward to sharing is Trevor Katz, who I guess took a phone with him at the prompting of his girlfriend or his wife to climb King's Peak.
Yeah, it's always one of those situations where I really don't need the phone. You know, I'm just going to King's Peak, but, you know, people insist I got to take it, you know. I say, well, and I always tell them, you know, you're probably not going to use it for yourself. It's always somebody else that needs the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it came true.
Sure enough.
So we're going to have a discussion with him.
Quite a story, and we'll wrap up the show with that conversation just before 8 o'clock, and we'll turn it over at that time to the Greenhouse, who will be hanging out, Tom and Maria, hanging out today with Brian Lloyd from our friends at Olson's Greenhouse. I want to get Navidomskis in here if he's caught up on all of his sleep yet from a crazy week of skiing. I mentioned we were on a road trip, and boy, did we have one, sir.
Yes. Good morning, Tim. And I am allergic to honeydew, so don't ask me anything about those.
I'll try that at home. I don't think I've pulled it off as a
well,
good excuse.
I'm allergic to all melons, watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew. So I figured any kind of honeydew, I'm not going to do.
There you go. I'm joking with you a little bit about recovering from the trip, but I asked you before we jumped into our program today whether you were sore. And I'm telling you, my back, my knee, my legs still haven't recovered from 7 days of skiing in 8 days.
You know, it's a good hurt. It's a good pain. Those are the kind of things you want to feel, sore from something you did like that.
Yeah. It's funny we'd be talking about this today because this morning, which would have been Thursday morning for those that listen to Utah Outdoors Radio, that listen to Utah's Morning News with Amanda Dixon and I on Monday through Friday. We were talking about a story that was released by Snowbird of a 95-year-old man. Did you hear this?
No.
Junior Banuse, who previously worked at Snowbird as its first mountain school director and then director of skiing, is believed to have set the world record as the oldest person to helicopter ski at 95.
Wow. That's great news, though. That gives me hope.
Yeah. He was informed by the Guinness World Record that the previous helicopter skiing age record holder was 94 and 306 days old. Banuse was age 95 and 224 days on Monday when he did it. But my goodness, he's almost 96 then. He's close to being 96 years old. And I said, you know, after 7 out of 8 days of skiing in Colorado, I feel like I'm 95 years old this week.
You know, Tim, if we keep going at this pace, we might make 95. That's the key. You can't stop. It's hard to get going once you stop, so let's never quit.
Russ can appreciate this. Mike was telling me, Navi was telling me on the road, you know, I only have one speed, and it's too much. And so, you know, I'm complaining about 7 out of 8 days. He's trying to convince me to retire so we can do it every day of our lives.
Absolutely. Oh. I don't think too big a serving that I can't. My eyes are bigger than my stomach, but I try to live up to it.
Well, it was an adventure in that, and it was great to spend time with you and Gail, and Becky and I look forward to the next opportunity to do that.
We loved it. I love Becky's attitude. It's always upbeat, Tim. I travel with her anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, we need her to balance out my negative attitude, I think. So.
Well, I don't want to tell the listeners out there, but it goes me in front, Becky behind, and Tim at the caboose.
Yeah, because I don't like anybody watching me ski. And I don't like having to be pressured to keep up with anybody either.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you know what? The snow day segment has gone away. Although, in our news of the week coming up, I do want to run down some closing dates because a couple of them will be closed this tomorrow as this interview or as this program airs. The 11th, and a few are extending to the 18th. And I was happy to see yesterday that we got, 8 or 10 inches, I think, depending on the resort from that last storm that came through on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's still coming. It's actually quite good skiing if you're up to it. You know, I put the boards away. My wife and I, we had a good year. I got 52 days in, as you know. But you shouldn't be quitting. It's perfect. Just make sure you're wearing sunscreen and miles to keep it going because we live in this wonderful place where we can still ski.
52 days. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. By the way, you're feeling good about that, are you? We were telling you the story of 95-year-old Junior Banuse, who's almost 96. Monday, that record setter with the Guinness Book was his 60th day of skiing in the ski season.
See, but he doesn't have a job. That's the key. Being retired, 52 days is really hard because that's literally every possible day you can eke out. But I can't wait till we're retired, Tim. Gail's an incredible skier, and she loves being, well, I don't know if she loves being with me, but she definitely loves to ski. So I think that we're going to do it like a 60 day is going to be an average once we retire.
Look at you throwing shade on a 95-year-old man.
No, I don't.
Because he only skied 60 days.
I'm awed by him.
My goodness. All right. Navi's going to help us out with Fish Bites today. I've got a couple of things we can talk about, including some changes that the Division of Wildlife Resources made to their website. Some color changes and a couple of filters that will maybe make it a little easier for you to navigate. where you want to go wet a hook on any particular day. So we'll share that information.
I hope they come to fish bites because fishing is good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Speaking of that, well, we'll hold off and talk about it. Our drive back, obviously, was on Highway 40.
Yep. We'll talk about that.
We got to look at what the ice looked like. That was Sunday, so I'm sure it's changed a lot since then, but we'll still throw that in there. And then speaking of getting out on the water, wait till you hear this story. And I've already conducted the interview with Bruce Johnson, who is the Aquatics Invasive Species Law Enforcement Lieutenant with the DWR, on a really revolutionary system to decontaminate boats coming out of Lake Powell to help, you know, keep the quagga mussels under control. And it's I'll give you a little hint here. It's a dip tank. That if you have problems backing your boat on the average ramp in between a couple of boats that are launching on either side of you, you better get better with your skills to get your boat down into this dip tank.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Oh, it's quite a story. And by the way, it changes the time spent in doing a proper decontamination by the officials at Lake Powell, keeps it down from hours to just a matter of minutes. And does away with the 30-day dry time requirements, which means those boats can get back on the water quicker, which is all great news. So that's one thing we'll look forward to at the top of the next hour. The Road Tripping Boys, Bob and Mark, will join us. And I just got an email from Mark a minute ago, and I believe we're headed down to Capitol Reef National Park, so we'll nice. Share that. And then a beautiful spot, Mark Wilson from Red Canyon Lodge at Flaming Gorge, right along the river there, south of Flaming Gorge, it looks like. I haven't been there, but I'm anxious to get some details on what his beautiful spot in the world is all about. So there's a lot to talk about, and we will certainly do that over the next few hours. Thanks for starting your morning with us here on KSL Outdoors Radio. Let's take a break. We'll come back when we do. It's News of the Week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim Hughes in the studios of KSL up in the Sugar House area. Mr. Russ Smith, who I guess is considering changing the landscape a little bit of the compound up there. We probably can't talk about that this morning, but I'm impressed.
Yeah, we're getting ready to retire. The business is not retiring, so don't even think about that, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to still be here running it. We're not going anywhere, but we're going to cut the compound in half. How's that?
Yeah. And might even get a nice big RV that you could shadow Navidoska's down the road with.
Yeah, and we're looking at houses in Florida.
Look at that.
and the bizarre thing is Mama's behind it all the way.
Yeah, well, I think she's been ready for it for a while.
I think so, too.
I heard her in the background cheering last night as I was having the conversation with you. Navidamskus is up in Kaysville this morning.
You know, hey, we're looking to retire, too, Tim. And, yes, I've got the motorhome. But we're quite the opposite. We're looking at houses in Canada.
Yeah,
because, you know, I like to ski, and health care isn't bad either.
Can you take advantage of health care in Canada if you're not a resident or you have to be there a certain amount of time, or do you know?
Yes.
Well, which is it?
They have some requirements, but if you live there, they're not going to turn you away because you're not a citizen.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So one's headed to Canada, one's headed to Florida, and here I'll be still sitting here doing this.
We'll come over and see you.
And by the way, the ski season is long and the fishing season is long. What more do you need?
Yeah. Just so you know, Navi can talk all he wants. Gail sits over on the couch while he has all these plans and just rolls her eyes at him and said, you do you, Navi, you do you.
She holds up numbers of what we can and can't afford, by the way.
Exactly. All right. I mentioned that we'd run down some of the closing dates of resorts. Let me just tell you who's already closed. Beaver Mountain is closed. Cherry Peak is closed. Eagle Point, Nordic Valley. Those are the ones that are closed. The ones that will be closing tomorrow. Deer Valley shuts things off on April 11th, so that's tomorrow. Park City and Powder Mountain and Snow Basin will all shut down tomorrow, but these are open until the 18th. You've got one more week. Brian Head, Brighton, let's see, Solitude, and, well, that's all I've got for now.
But, no Snowbird Alta yet?
Snowbird says to be announced.
Alta, yeah, they got plenty, and they're getting more on Monday.
Alta is closing next week, April 18th. They've got a bonus weekend. They usually do this where they'll just stay open one more weekend, not during the week. So they'll close down operations on April 18th, but open for one more quick weekend, April 23rd and 25th. We'll have to hold out and see how long Snowbird might be at it with the snow totals that they have now, which, by the way, yesterday I think I looked, they were still like 97 inches or something. So that bodes well for people that still want to get out there and do some skiing. I want to pass along this note, too. Conservation officers got information about a poaching incident near Sam's Wash Road, which is just south of Highway 40 in western Duchesne County. Officers have checked it out, discovered evidence that a deer was illegally killed, dragged to the road, and then removed from the area by a vehicle either on or just prior to Valentine's Day. So this has happened more than a month ago, almost 2 months ago. Multiple boot prints found at the scene indicate that more than one person was involved, and they're asking if you have any information about this specific case. You can also contact the DWR. The officer's name is Jake Greenwood at 435-322-0599. There are some rewards that are available for that. And if you forgot the number or you need a link or something, just go to our Facebook page, which is KSL Outdoors Radio. We're going to do fish bites in the next half hour, Navi, but real quick, what we saw of the ice up at
Strawberry
was that people were fishing the ladders, and that usually, you know, has some clear space because the warmer water is coming out of the mountain there. But Chicken Creek was still had people out on the ice. I'm guessing that that probably is not the case, even though we're only, what, 6-7 days later?
Well, this is part of the fish bite story, but yeah, look, this is Thursday when we're taping, and literally today may be the day that it breaks, but Saturday is when it's going to be aired, so I would go. My guess is that there's going to be open water somewhere, if not the majority. I mean, it goes fast. Once it goes fast, but you get there when there's a distance of separation between bank and ice, fishing is glorious.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll leave it at that, and we'll talk more about it with Fish Bites coming up in the next half hour. We need to take a break. When we come back, fingers crossed, we will have made contact with Dave Butts live from Mexico. He was having a difficult time talking with Russ yesterday, trying to get a signal out of the jungle, literally trying to bounce a signal out of the trees. That is one of the tougher things to do. I remember we've had several Sky Call scouts that got stuck in some heavily wooded areas all over the world.
Yeah, we've had trouble with that. There's not much you can do except find an open area and talk fast.
Yeah. All right, talking fast. We've got a news update coming up next on the half hour. And then the final 90 minutes of this week's KSL Outdoors Radio. Don't go away.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.